authorizing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, nature ain't gay. I'm Pastor Gabe Blomgren. Welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. With you as, for right now, Pastor Gabe Blomgren. I'm here to bring you into what is known as the two most controversial subjects, faith and politics. Jesus smack dab in the middle. He is the referee. Caleb just released to us, we love him dearly, but for those of you who are wondering where our good friend Caleb is, those of you, I'm going to just keep reminding you, he's taking a temporary sabbatical, and we do not know the duration of it. He's putting his family first, and we honor him for doing that. What good is it if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? So our brother is focusing in. We want to take you, though, on a journey coming into Pride Month. The Lord has really expressed to me humility is a virtue. Pride, not a virtue. Not a virtue at all. Why we celebrate this, I don't know. But we want to arm ourselves with the Word of God as we go into this. We're going to do it. This is going to be crazy, Chris. We've got some stuff that's a little disturbing. Seeing a man in drag worshiping nature is going to make all of you kind of cringe. So we're gonna be really going to the depths of the depravity of what we would say the LGBTQ community. Also, there's a quote that the Lord gave me that I'm gonna share at the very end that I believe expresses the ultimate plan of the enemy for the LGBTQ agenda. But before we go there, I want to hit this article that's just on the screen here. Meet the doomsdayers waiting for the economy to crash. And this is going to lead me into talking about our website and all that. But what's going on is we're seeing more and more talk of an economic downturn. And it's even being described as what's called a war-torn economy. We're seeing, obviously, on many different fronts all over the world, we see fighting going on. They're noticing upticks on Reddit. This is an anonymous person by the name of Daniel. He says, he's been on this subreddit and he's been watching. He says he's not a doomsdayer, but he sees an economic implosion coming for the U.S. that could mirror the Soviet Union collapse at the end of the Cold War. We're seeing everywhere little indicators, canaries in the coal mine. Jesus said you would know the seasons by the tree. And the one way we can provide safety for you in these times of hardship coming into and going out of, you may be able to even be in a financial place to really do good for your family is by having precious metals on hand. So I want to show you on our website, Beverly Hills Precious Metals, bh-pm.com. Check them out, bh-pm.com. There is Andrew Sorcini, a wonderful man, very, very, very good company. You can physically speak with people. Those of you, you think, you know, I don't know if I trust somebody who, General Flynn has been working with him along with Clay Clark. All of us, we know him on a first name basis. They are moving great amounts of gold and silver. And one way that you can prepare is being ready by having some on hand. Now, those of you who think I don't financially have the ability to do that, we've talked about it numerous times. Do what I did. I actually did this back in 2014. Obviously, gold and silver prices were much better back then. Convert your IRA or portions of your IRAs or your stock into what's called a precious metals IRA. It can be done. The team at Beverly Hills Precious Metals can actually walk you through that process. If you have any questions, please call them. Their phone number, Chris, if you can highlight that, check it out right now. Oh, is it on there? I don't see it at the top of my hand. We got to have that on. Oh, it's right in the corner. There it is. 1-800-346-5325. Yes. Give them a call. Was I close?
866-346-5325.
Good job. Say it one more time, Chris.
866-346-5325.
Nice job. You got a voice for radio. We need to have you talk more. So get cash out of your hands. It's going to be like toilet paper in Zimbabwe. For now, you can go ahead and buy hyperinflated cereal. You know, one of my favorite drinks, Arizona, the can, you know, it used to be a dollar, now $1.40. I told my kids, when that's no longer a dollar, that's a canary in the coal mine moment. So these things are changing all around us. Get prepared. Also, go to our website, check out churchandstate.media. Go to our past shows. This is my response to you. We are busting it, especially Chris. Chris, I got to say, man, I have to do this for Chris. He's killing it. And one way he's killing it is, look at the, slow down. Look at the slow down. Look at these clip art, basically thumbnails he builds. He's got a clip art right here. This is an episode, Jack Hibbs versus Ron Paul. He literally has Ron Paul and Jack Hibbs boxing, and they've got Mike Johnson in the middle. Go up one more. I want to describe these. Laura Logan, get in the fight. She was here in studio. Keep going. We talked about P. Diddy and everything going on with basically the inside realm of his underpinnings and stuff like that. Keep going. These are old episodes. Oh. Which I got to say, the Civil War movie, we went and saw that, Chris. How many thumbs down? If you had a third thumb.
All the thumbs down.
We went and saw that. We told you we would do an investigative report. We brought in a camera. We wanted to get some clips. I'd say, think of something right now if you've got it. But the most interesting thing of the movie, Civil War, hey, and here we go. Spoiler warning right now. There's a character who is portraying the president. The world is on their fingers or needles and toes and all that stuff because the world is, the United States is at war. Somehow, Texas, California, and what other country or state? Oregon? I think it was Oregon. It was basically, the West Coast had joined up and partnered with Texas, which I don't see ever, Texas ever joining with California, but maybe, I don't know, up against the New England states. And, at the very end of the movie, this was such propaganda. They have a team go in, media team, to the White House. Media team is right there with the Marines. They're not special forces. They're just regular, good old-fashioned Marines. They break through the exterior wall of the White House. It's completely surrounded in a massive wall like Israel. Then they go in there, take out the Secret Service, all while the media team is taking photos, which is absolutely just insane. There's no way a media team would be trying to do this with bullets whizzing everywhere. Then, of course, the reporter who is wanting the interview with the president wants his final last words. And then they have, basically the president gets shot by an African-American woman. Such a propaganda piece. And, of course, the president... he's a white male. He was everything but Donald Trump, no blonde hair. What was the propaganda piece that you saw? Anything?
It was all propaganda. He was the insurrectionist in his third term that wanted to disband the FBI and massacre, Antifa.
Yeah. So yeah, they basically figured a way to get all of us, those on the left and those on the right, to come and see this movie. And it was horrible. So yeah, please check out our other episodes. Go through these. We are producing good content. We want you. There's Gary Wayne who wrote the book Genesis 6 Conspiracy. Check these things out. All right. Well, we're going to get into it. Pride Month. We're heading into it. There's an article that got me down this path here. This is back from 2023. There's an article that was written. It says wins and fails from brands during Pride Month 2023. A lot of people, as you've seen, use Pride or the Pride agenda or the LGBTQ agenda as a platform during the month of June to push a product. Maybe it helps them, maybe it doesn't. We're seeing, though, in 2023, as this article states, that sadly, the sentiment wasn't good. People are pushing back. It says, this is the article that was written. Last year, there was a 26% increase in hate crimes against the community. This is an outlet out of England. It says, against community in England and Wales. Big surprise. When you have it being shoved down our throats continually around the clock, whether it's the Super Bowl, whether it's a commercial for a car, you know, why do we have to have, you know, you driving a car and then two lesbians kiss? So, but I digress. It says, and the situation online is more toxic than ever. A simple tweet or logo change in support of LGBTQ rights from any brand can attract a massive vial of comments. While many have seemed small, even performative, the gesture in the past now firmly positions you against homophobic, transphobic voices. So everyone's jockeying in line to try to express themselves as supportive. We are a supportive business, whether it's Target, which we all know Target, do not spend your money there. It was very funny. We had somebody in studio, not going to mention her name, Laura Logan, and she had suggested that we go to Target, and then we didn't go. But we all know there's certain brands that are extremely pride supportive. But what was interesting is in this article, there was a term that I hadn't really understood until now. It's called pinkwashing. People feign allyship. You know, people try to act as if they care about, you know, pride issues. There's various different brands. We're gonna highlight. You know, North Face actually brought on this individual by the name of Patagonia. We're gonna talk a lot about him in a little bit. But before we go there, I want you to be aware of a term called pinkwashing. What is, I saw that and I was just like, what the heck is pinkwashing? Cause I'm not aware of that. Never heard of that. So this term pinkwashing is from the slang dictionary. Pinkwashing is a critical term used to refer to the practice of attempting to benefit from purported support for LGBTQ rights, often as a way to profit or distract from a separate agenda, right now, just so you know, the Pride Parade that's coming up, I believe it's the 8th of July or June, excuse me, is if you can go, you can use Google or go to whatever your favorite search engine, look up Spokane, Washington Pride Parade. You'll see at the top Davenport Hotels, the promoter for the Pride Weekend event. You can stay in one of their hotels. The whole entire parade is orchestrated and supported by them. Everyone has their own little hat in the ring for these supposed unification in this agenda. And now the term, though, has some negative terms, too. The term pinkwashing is also sometimes used in a separate but similarly critical way to refer to the practice of attempting to benefit from purported support for breast cancer awareness, often a way to profit or create goodwill for a brand. The sense is now less commonly used. So there's a marketing push, and we feel this, man. Chris, I feel it's so disingenuous. Like, some of these commercials on TV just go over like a lead balloon. It's really not pride. It's pandering. You can feel a pandering spirit from these brands. It's super, super fake. But anyway, this is them describing when somebody pinkwashes, but they're really actually, you know, not really for, let's just say the environmentalist, you know, who's their brand actually has carcinogenic materials in it. So I love a couple of, if you scroll down, Chris, a couple of tweets. There's some tweets down there at the very beginning or at very end. Who uses pinkwashing? The term pinkwashing is commonly used by critics of companies, organizations, and governments that are said to be superficially supportive or claim to support LGBTQ rights to benefit themselves without making any meaningful contributions. So this person was writing about the Biden administration, says, do not applaud this administration for anything, particularly not some, quote, pinkwashing platitudes about respecting LGBTQ rights. This is one, LGBTQI comrades, stay the best, comma. Their solidarity never sways, and they always amplify Palestinian voices despite all pinkwashing, which is the biggest annoyance for me. I can't stand, you're supporting Israel in some breaths, but then you're not. And then you're supporting Palestine, but yet the ideologies of Islam says for you to do that, not only you're an infidel, but you are an extreme sinner. So they have the right to toss you off a building. That's what they do. So interesting. So now that you know that term, in this article, back to, marketing and all of this, you know, people trying to attract this, trying to attract that to their quote unquote allyship during Pride Month. Which to me, it's like, I'm counting the days, seconds, minutes to when this pride nonsense is over, because it literally is such indoctrination. You feel it. It's everywhere. Every article, every magazine cover, the banners in downtown Spokane. I'm already right now, like, not looking forward to it. And I do want to give you the heads up. Those of you who are Church and State listeners, those of you who are online right now, we are going to push back, not in a mean way. Like I said, we wrestle not against spirit or, you know, excuse me, flesh and blood, but against spirit, darkness, principalities, those things. So we are going to be doing something. I haven't released the information yet because our friends at the, other outlets and sources would love to twist what we're going to do. So, but we will be involved with the Pride Parade somehow. Church and State will be involved. I don't know what that looks like. I'm just going to leave it at that. But while I was reading this article, says the good, the North Face stands by drag queen campaign. Outdoor brand, the North Face, kicked off a special collab with drag artist at Patagonia for Pride Month in USA to promote diversity in outdoor spaces. Of course, some weren't happy about it. Their social feeds filled up with hateful comments and an even controversial Republican politician piled in. If you scroll down, you can see, I'll keep reading. But the North Face stuck by the campaign. They released a statement saying, "We recognize the opportunity our brand has to shape the future of the outdoors. And we want that future to be more accepting and loving, and a loving place." It's likely they were anticipating some kind of reaction as we were prepared to take on the haters. And here's why. A lot of us conservative folks love the outdoors. I'm one of them. I'm a Christian. I'm a pastor. Love the outdoors. Love hiking. Have a lot of North Face products, have a lot of Patagonia products, have a lot of, you know, various outdoor things that I like to do. I don't really want some agenda shoved down my throat. Used to have an REI membership. REI does bring in what we call the granola types, which typically drive Subarus and have bumper stickers that say, you know, things like, you know, coexist. But I digress. North Face last year had this individual, his name, real name, I want to look at this, make sure I'm saying it right. Well, we'll basically say he goes by the stage name of Patagonia. We'll introduce him as that for now. But can you see, Chris, this North Face? Does this look outdoorsy? The Summer of Pride. Scroll down. This dude has got high heels outdoors. Nothing screams outdoors like 6-inch heels, Chris. Nothing. Nothing screams outdoors. Like, to me, it's not only the hypocrisy, it's just the pandering. You're not even selling the full outdoors experience. So my palate became interested in who is this Patagonia fellow. So go ahead and check out all the pictures, or actually let's start with the Instagram account. And my heart is not to be a hater. That's not what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to expose that we have a really bad marketing plan here. Go ahead and show his Instagram account. And we're going to show some videos too. This guy, there you go. That is just rich. This is an outdoor spokesman. And I listened to I listened to a podcast where he was on a show called Adventurepreneur. Very interesting background. Not going to get into that whole lot right now. But what I do want you to do is watch one of these Instagrams, because I thought to myself, you know, what does nature have to do with being gay? Scroll down. There's one that says, "Nature is gay always." Go ahead and play that one.
If life begins at conception, then all males are transgender. The more you know.
What?
Say
the weird thing. Okay. One more time.
If life begins at conception, then all males are transgender. The more you know.
Okay. I think what they're getting at, and this is, yes, scientific. Every one of us, when we are born, our gender at the instant we are created, the DNA knows in the coding, even though you don't have testes, you don't have gonads, in that moment, your body has not grown either a uterus or, you know, basically male genitalia, girl genitalia. You are not genderless. Your DNA knows. So they're trying to throw that down our throats. But I kept looking into this guy. This is a video, and this is a whole marketing spirit. And I want to wrestle it, because we wrestle against these spirits. And they're trying to create a nature with homosexuality. And we had recently on the show, we had Pastor Vody Bachman, and it's like weird, this amorphic desire. It's like chameleon-esque. Every single subject, the LGBT activist has to morph onto it, whether it's black rights, civil rights, Palestinian, Israeli rights. Now nature. I wouldn't have thought that you could literally palletize and make it edible for every single subject the gay community is in, including razors with chic. And then, of course, we have tampons being sold to men now. Did you know men can have periods? You know? He didn't know that. Well, people are selling tampons to men now in a spirit of confusion. So watch this video. This is Patagonia singing. I want you to see this. And pause just for a second. I feel sorry for you, anybody who's on radio. This is going to be an episode that we're going to have the second half actually be on Church and State for Facebook. For those of you on radio, you can't see this. I'm telling you. For those of you on radio, you need to subscribe to our channel on Rumble or Spotify Rumble or Facebook at Church and State 7076. Because I'm telling you, a picture right now is painting 1,000 words. This is Patagonia singing.
That birds sing to each other.
Oh, go ahead and start. I'm sorry, I interrupted. Because he's got this whole spiel about the birds and nature and all that. And you know, how the queer bird surviving through the night. So go ahead and start. I'm sorry, Chris.
We are here to tell each other. They made it through the night.
Keep going, because it didn't get it.
I think that queer
birds.
Scientists agree that birds sing to each other in the morning to tell each other that they made it through the night. I think that queer people do the same. Pride is our bird song. We are here. We made it.
It's their bird song, Chris.
Our night.
He's got a good voice to start. Look at, pause it there just for a second. Dang it. When he's being male, yeah, look at that. Sharp dude. His actual name is Wynn Wiley. And I don't know if you knew this, Chris. When a person becomes a drag queen, they say, like they use this term because I listened to the podcast. He said, this is Wynn, because that's his real name, Wynn Wiley, W-Y-N. He said, Patty was born 2 years ago when I developed blah, 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 blah. Go ahead.
When the spirit.
Yes.
Came into him.
It is so disturbing that just literally dressing up in drag, to me, it doesn't equate in my brain with something so deep and penetrating in my mind as the day my kids were born or when I was born. So when they put on these pseudonym kind of like character personas, they say when Patty was born. So yeah, I was listening to the podcast, which is many years old. Like this was back during COVID. He said 2 years ago, Patty was born on such and such date. Creepy. Real name, Wynn Wiley, says he was born around 91, professionally known as Patagonia. Go ahead, hear it, listen to him sing.
Mockingbird in the morning light sun, you told me the words that they were singing out, that they had made it out. In the dark we were brave, took a spark to create our own light, our own fate, our own sound. And they've tried
Pause it just there. Look at that image. So his regalia, those of you who are on radio, what he's dressed in is full bird type uniform, which is very interesting. The whole Cusco Aztec, you know, populations, there was a serpent god who had a plume of feathers, bird-like serpent, Quetzalcoatl. Yes. Quetzalcoatl, whatever you want to say. He looks like Quetzalcoatl, mustache and all. He's fully makeuped up, bird feather-looking attire. He's looking like Quetzalcoatl. Like, the Aztec Mayans would have worshipped this guy and probably would have killed some people and maybe even done weird stuff. But this is so confusing. There's something my brain doesn't quite compute when I see a grown man dressed like this and then the mustache. And people will accuse this episode of me being hateful, but what I'm trying to do is expose confusion. And now it's being attached to nature. That's what I'm trying to expose here, is nature ain't gay. It's not. Doesn't matter how hard you propagandize it. Doesn't matter how much money North Face spends. Doesn't matter how many cool water bottles or influence, you know, you have by offsetting your carbon input. Like, I was listening to his podcast, Chris, and he was literally talking about how, this is so funny, Wynn Wiley, him, he said, he was a photographer and been doing it for many years, from Nebraska, closeted young man from Nebraska, says he loves Nebraska, he loves conservative states. He said he was a POS when it was considered, like, the way he treated the earth. He was a photographer, a nature photographer, traveled a lot, flew on the plains a lot, was not really very environmentally conscious. He said things like, I wasn't offsetting my carbon footprint. I was a POS to the environment. But he said when he became Patagonia, she says in his head, don't do that. Don't do that. That's not good for the environment. So it's like, the wheels are turning in your head.
You do that really well.
Oh God. I have to do that voice, 'cause that's like, it's the sound that on the interview. I listened to his interview at 1.5 times speed. I tried my best to survive it. But we're going to continue this here online. For those of you, we want to pray for this individual. We want to combat this spirit of pride. It is not a virtue. It's an actual sin. Those of you need to remember, Jesus died for pride. That rhymes. And everything that Satan tries to push is a lie. He tries to say, hey, do it like me, do as thou wilt. Bible says, Galatians 4:6, each one of us should test our own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. There's ways to use pride. The Lord Almighty planned it to bring down her pride in all her splendor and to humble all who are renowned on the earth. Get beyond pride. Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you. We come against this. We wrestle against this spirit of pride. Church and state is against pride in ourselves, Lord. Help us to stay humble. With that, you can continue to listen to the remainder of this episode at rumble.com, at Church and State 1776. Also, facebook.com, at Church and State 1776. I'm Pastor Gabe. A calm does not suit me. And on behalf of Caleb Collier, we were born for a storm. All right, the continued rest of the story, we're going to continue. Those of you who are on Facebook with us right now, those of you who are on rubble.com. So this intrigued me. Why are they attaching homosexuality to nature? And I want to keep going down this. In fact, why don't you go show all of our listeners who are turning in for episode 2, or those of you who are with us, I want to show the pictures of Patagonia. And you can scroll down. This is the Google images of him. If you scroll down, National Geographic, if you can find it, bestows an honor upon Wynn Wiley. He calls himself Patagonia. Go ahead and keep scrolling down. You should see an image of him. Well, if you can't find it, Patagonia named National Geographic 2024 Traveler of the Year. What? Yeah, go ahead and highlight that. I remember being a kid, Chris, and sitting down, like, you know, this is before the internet. And I would get it. Yeah, there it is. Isn't that just marvelous? Marvelous. Speaking of carbon footprint, how much hairspray does it take to do that? There's a lot of Aquanet in his hair and all the products he's got there. That's a wig. So Win Wiley, National Geographic Traveler of the Year as Patagonia. And he says, this is his description. She encourages him to be more eco-conscious, to make good decisions environmentally, to walk more, bike more, use less gas, all of that. It reminds me of Beyonce Knowles describing Sasha Fierce. So I'm trying to understand this. Why are they attaching the spirit of environmentalism with homosexuality? Still kind of, okay, follow me. Let's keep going. This next video, I cannot believe how much money whoever his publicist is or his marketing agent, he keeps doing these songs and his voice is, I don't know. I would say it's B level. His writing, whoever's writing this stuff is okay. It's pretty cheesy music, but the photography is insane. And they've completely brought in Yo-Yo Ma, the cellist who's amazing. In this next video, it's called Won't Give Up featuring Yo-Yo Ma and an individual named Quinn Christopherson. This is Patagonia. We're going to show the intro, once again, focused in on the environment. Go ahead. Those of you listening by radio, big, massive glacier. This is like in Antarctica. It's got to be. Or North Pole. Guy in full drag, standing in front of massive ice wall. Because that makes sense, Chris, right? Two and well, two. I'm not, oh my gosh.
Is that a flat earth reference?
I'm gonna say goodbye. I won't see you on the other side.
Pause it. He's standing on an iceberg. The money. This is a, you gotta understand, people, look at the signs. This is a full marketing campaign for a guy who is a small Midwest guy who's being pushed and propelled onto the global scene for North Face and other products. Got a huge amount of followers. I'm curious as to how many followers he has on Instagram right now. 640,000. Decent amount. 500,000 plus. The money it took to shoot this video. Keep going. And of course, Yo-Yo Ma, the cellist, is famous.
Even when I feel tired, I won't stop you and I. Neither both the same things. Nature running in our veins.
Nature running in our veins.
Even when I feel tired, I won't stop trying.
Okay.
I've seen the sun.
You're going to call me a tinfoil conspiracy theorist, but they are shoving down your throat right now a love for diversity in nature for something that is contrary to nature itself. We're going to hit it more, but think to yourself right now. Begin to let those cogs in your head turn right now. How nature operates. Our founding fathers operated on the very nature of God and nature's God. Blackstone's commentaries, when they were writing the Declaration of Independence. He gives us, our creator, the author of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This sense of order in the United States or in the world or in nature, in the universe. Cognitive flow here. Our founding fathers understood there is a creator. This is a pushback against all of that. Random chaos. All of that. What we're gonna talk about here for a second, we're gonna switch gears. We're gonna talk about Lucifer. We're gonna talk about how you have fallen. Lucifer, son of the morning. Lucifer's story is all about pride. He was the most glorified object apart from God. He reflected God's glory. Worship leader. And I'm a worship leader in my church, so it's very, 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 very something that I pray about on a regular basis. Lord, I rebuke pride in the name of Jesus. One of the biggest things I pray against, you know, a lot of people see me in the suit right now, but a lot of time I like, speaking of eco-friendly, I just recently planted 100 trees on my property, Chris. And does that get me like any awards with the green folks?
It should.
I wasn't wearing any Patagonia products in the planting of all 100 trees. I got to go home and do some more work on those trees. But it's like in nature, we see pride always get destroyed. But Lucifer, the king of pride, the author of lies, Jesus says, we're going to talk about a story. We're going to read some scripture. We're going to walk you through. I have some visual scriptures we're going to have and read out loud. And we're going to talk about his fall. We're going to talk about how Lucifer missed the mark. Imagine having that job. Imagine that. I cannot wait, Chris, for the day when I am in the presence of Almighty God, his throne room. I cannot wait. Lucifer had the best job. He's literally reflecting God's glory. He was a beautiful creature. But then he fell. He was given intense wisdom, knowledge. And some of us are even wondering now, how could God, who's perfect, create something that is perfect and that thing that is perfect fall? That's something that still makes the, you know, two brain cells I have in here really rub hard together. Scripture is going to help divulge to us. Was there something you wanted to say, brother? Okay, so here's the YouTube video. I'm going to read along. This is the scripture. Oh, yeah, it reminds me. We have to see at the end of this video, Chris, at the very end of the video in the credits, they're around the 4 minutes mark, I think we had it queued. There's a quote about protecting the earth and nature, that video with the icebergs. I want people to see that. Yeah, back that up just a hair. Yep. Keep going. Yeah. Keep going right there. There's Yo-Yo Ma. They're all done. Push play. Yo-Yo Ma gets a handshake from a drag queen. We won't give up on nature. We won't give up on each other. Oh, it sounds so nice. We won't give up on nature. We won't give up on each other. But the very thing they're doing is counter to nature. So we'll get to that here in a second. Scripture verses. We're going to read from the Bible. You're going to have some images up in the background, some cool CG images of Lucifer. And go big on these scriptures. I'm going to read them out loud whenever you're ready. Isaiah spoke about the origin and fall of Satan. This is from the book of Isaiah. How you have fallen from heaven, O morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth. You who once laid low the nations, you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the mount of the assembly, on the utmost heights of Mount Zephon. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. But you are brought down to the realm of the dead, to the depths of the pit. Pause it. So, here's the crazy thing, is he said, I will be like. He didn't even say, I will be like. Very, very intense warning to those of us. God knows who he is. You need to remember who he is. So Lucifer's first bout, I don't need to understand everything about him. Frankly, there's things that are just, I don't understand. But we see he took the bait. The bait of Satan is pride. The very same bait that he uses on you and I is, I will ascend like the Most High. And you begin to look down on somebody important in your life. It could be your pastor. It could be your wife. It could be your kids. It could be your teacher. When we lose respect for those authority figures in our life or even loved ones, it's a slippery slope. The crazy thing about pride is we have so many people praying against this, and this. And you will see that the author of a lot of these sins, if you follow it back, is pride. Culturally right now, it bothers the heck. I don't know if it bothers you, Chris. The way we treat and disregard old people, people who are above the age of about 60. In the United States, they're ignored. Culturally in China, they're revered. Absolutely revered. There is this encroaching spirit of pride. It's choking out culture. It's all about me. And the whole entire doctrine of the Luciferian Bible, or those of you who want to start Anton LaVey, whether you believe Anton LaVey was real, Aleister Crowley, who practiced thelema, very much do as thou wilt. As above, so below, all of that. Like, that is the main crux. Do as thou wilt. Do unto yourself. The Bible is very clear. Do unto what? Others, as you had them do unto you. So Lucifer's doctrine is pride, first and foremost. Take care of yourself. Take care of number one. Let's continue reading the rest of the scripture. Ezekiel 28, verse 17, where it states, "You became proud because of your beauty, and your fame corrupted your wisdom. Woo! So I cast you to the ground as warning to the other kings." Due to Satan's proud, okay, go ahead and pause it. So it's because of his beauty. Satan was beautiful. We have this culture, and it is no surprise. It is absolutely worships this Instagram culture. Those of you who are on Instagram, Chris, you can't just post any old picture on Facebook. Did you know that? You can't just post a picture of like your bike.
Posted my bike.
No, it has to be in black and white, and it has to be artsy. Do you know the rules about Instagram?
No, I guess I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
You can't just take a picture of you with your Tumblr and like your makeup on Instagram. No, if you're a girl, it has to be, you know, after you've fixed your hair and like you turn around and boom, looking your best. There's something about Instagram, which I'm not on Instagram. We post, Church and State has a page on Instagram. Can't stand Instagram. Why? Because it's superficial. It's beauty hungry. It's fake. You know, I know what my wife looks like early in the morning, and she's beautiful to me. I'm so proud of her that she doesn't get looped into that garbage of posting on Instagram. Lucifer became enthralled with his own beauty. So number one, his doctrine is pride. Number two, he's infatuated with himself and beauty. Last scripture. Luke 10:18. This is when Jesus is around. Jesus is now with his disciples. Luke 10:18. Go ahead and push play. Jesus described witnessing Satan's fall from heaven like lightning. To fully understand what Jesus meant, let us examine the next context in which he said in Revelation. It was his then 70 disciples. After he had sent them to preach and prepare the way for Jerusalem, upon their return, they were filled with joy and perhaps personal pride. Pause it just for a second. It was very cool. As God sent early on Jesus's mission, he sends them out two by two. This is before a lot of them had stepped away. He had 70 followers at the time. I want to pop quiz you, Chris. On Mount Hermon, the highest peak in Israel, there's a place where the demons or the fallen angels made a pact saying, "We will continue to sleep." This is Genesis chapter 6. "We will procreate with women." Okay. They made this vow together up on top of the mountain. Now, Chris, there's a unique number of how many angels were up there. And I'm going to double check this. Make a guess. That's interesting. Okay. Says the book of Enoch says 200 angels fell on earth to Mount Hermon. 200 angels. Very interesting. 200 angels. They make a pact of pride. We will stand against God, against his mountain. They made this pact, which is interesting, that the highest United Nations point. This is on between the border of Syria and Lebanon. It's a little mountain cluster. It gets snow on it. You can actually, this is geographically right in between Israel and Syria. It also holds the highest permanently manned UN position in the world, Chris, right now.
Whoa.
Mount Hermon. Continually manned position, highest position in the world, known as Hermon Hotel, at 2,814 meters altitude, 9,232 feet. These demons made a pact together. We will, these fallen angels, I got to correct myself. Gary Wayne would slap me in the face. These 200, including the likes of Azazel, Semyaza, Beelzebub, Bel, all of, whatever. These, frankly, idiots make the pact. We are going to, in pride, commit to doing our sin. And it costs, this is why we had a worldwide flood. This is why Adam and Eve had their temptation in the garden. All of this stuff, this war, this, you know, those of you, I want to encourage you to go to Genesis, excuse me, our past episode with Gary Wayne. He talks about his book, Genesis 6 Conspiracy. You can read this yourself or you can watch the episode. This is an ancient war and it begins on the slopes of Mount Hermon, which is very interesting. Is if you follow the water from Mount Hermon, if when you follow that tributary is where it comes to the very same grotto called Pan's Grotto in Israel. That water source comes all the way to Pan's Grotto, where Jesus stood and he quoted Matthew 16, 18, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus defames that pact that they made because he said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So he basically brought in his guys and said, hey, you're 200 pact wielding fallen ones. Yeah. Go ahead and show that image. If you, that's the UN highest point. Very interesting. United Nations has always been creepy, Chris. The blue hats, not a good vibe. Highest continually manned location, Mount Hermon. Place of the agreement, the assembly of the agreement. In fact, there was a stela they found up there. They took the stela down. It's now in a museum. You can study all this yourself. This is part of the ongoing battle. This is why right now we have the gay agenda battle right now. The author of confusion is still confusing humanity right now. My heart is just breaking for the gay community because they think that they know, but they're looped into such confusion, pain, chaos, disruption to even nature. Nature is not gay. This is the scripture Jesus quoted when he was talking about the fallen one. So this is Jesus after the boys had just cast out demons and they're excited about it. So I'll continue. They reported to Jesus, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. It was then that Jesus warned them against pride, saying, I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Jesus was cautioning against excessive pride. He was indicating that their delight in having authority over demons should not lead them to excessive pride. Pride is the sin that can lead to other sins, just as excessive arrogance caused the fall of Lucifer and his expulsion from heaven. The disciples should be cautious to avoid this danger in their ministry. Lucifer had exalted himself due to his what? Pride. And they should learn from his fall. Go ahead and pause it. So Jesus literally does a learning moment, teaching moment right there. They come back. Jesus, Rabbi. They would have called him Rabbi. Rabboni. We casted out demons in your name. And they literally, the demons fleed. And Jesus says, be careful. He warns them. He begins to tell them how Lucifer fell. He was cast down like lightning, like that quick. That's how fast. And I just, it's a blanket warning. Pride can overtake you. So in looking full spectrum, Satan was first. His bait, his number one bait for you and your marriage, pride. I don't want to say I'm sorry, honey. I want to go down with the sun completely. I'm going to let the sun go down on my anger. Pride as such a stronghold in men and women. I don't want to submit myself to him. Women say they to your husbands, why should I trust him? Pride. And conversely, men, I don't want to apologize to her. I just worked and slaved all day long. And this and this and this didn't happen, or this and she didn't. So I'm offended and I don't want to tell her. I don't want to be vulnerable. Instead, I'm just going to be quiet. That's pride. Pride is so destructive to everything. Everything. Then beauty. We were just in leaps and bounds. Satan was infatuated with himself. We see this in culture. And lastly, pride. We can be tempted in it, but we can be cast down in a single second. Jesus can literally, and it's the Holy Spirit who does it. Those of you who think, oh, Jesus is good. Yeah, he's good, but he also calls us to obey, be like him. Jesus washed his disciples' feet. That's part of the plan that he has. I want to close with this. Wynn Wiley, this man, is a human being. I want to ask you this, Chris. Do you think Wynn has a parent? He has a parent, like a family member?
He would have to.
Yeah. That's the unique thing about the heavenly agenda. And I say that very clearly, not the LGBTQPI dash whatever back and slash the carbon footprint agenda. Wynn Wiley has a parent. In many of the nature scenes that he shot, whether, you know, he realizes it is filled with animals, all kinds of creatures that have had parents. This is a quote that I want you to share. Those of you, please, those of you who are seeing this episode, I want you to put this on your Instagram feed, looking all trendy. In the actual picture, it has a tree in it. And I want you to see this image. I picked this tree for a very unique reason. There's an old Dr. Seuss story about a certain type of tree that they kept harvesting and eventually they ran out. People are more important than trees. But the very, very finality of the LGBTQ agenda is this. I'm going to read this quote. This is something that the Lord gave me. The most final result of the LGBTQ agenda is childlessness. Let that sit for a second. Those of you who are on radio, I want you to think about that. The very end result in its finality is childlessness. In nature, every living creature we see has to have had parents. And what a sad ruse to tempt humanity with a love that produces no offspring. That is the wishes of Lucifer. He hates people. Think about it right now. The single thread, if this was like one of those, you know, in a basement and we have pictures and Lucifer, we got Semyaza and we got strings attaching to Eve and we got Adam. And then we got Noah, and we got Enoch and Jesus and Jesse and David. Satan hates humanity with a passion. We see the same spirit in the Rothschild family when they say, I would love to come back. This is one of the Rothschilds. I would love to come back as a virus or like a disease and wipe out part of humanity. They hate people. But we realize children are a blessing. Planned Parenthood hates kids. This eco-worship, this Gaia worship hates people. This is a ruse. Humans are not a scourge. They are a blessing. God said, be fruitful. What is that word? Fruitful and multiply. He said to take dominion over the earth. Subdue it. I'm telling you the truth. Mother Nature, she has enough cojones on her own. If we start to like misbehave, it's not Mother Nature who does it. It's God. I want you to remember right now, in coming into Pride Month, and we're changing that language, coming into Humility Month, God loves the humble. He actually exalts the humble, but brings low the proud. Why we would ever celebrate something that is not a virtue shows me who the author of this is, the author of confusion and lies, Lucifer. Do not as thou wilt, do as what the Bible says. If you love me, you will obey me. Lay down your life for your brother. Jesus's way is so contrary to Lucifer, washing his disciples' feet, not exalting himself, but being humble, touching lepers, touching leprosy. That's my God. think these things as you're coming in to this month. We're still in May. We're getting very close to June. Please share these episodes with people who are struggling. Maybe you know somebody who's struggling with the LGBTQ agenda. Maybe you know somebody who is immersed in it, whether they're supporting, and we got all these terms now, cisgender, what? Just straight people? I'm not supportive of any proclivity. I'm not a supporter of any sin. I'm a supporter of God's absolute perfect peace. There's a word for it. It's called shalom. Peace that passes understanding. I'm for Zoe. What does Zoe mean? Life. John 10:10. He died and rose again that we could have life and life more abundantly. He was on that cross, naked and exposed, completely the opposite of Lucifer. Not adorned in any type of bird regalia. No makeup. Bloody, beaten for you and I. Dying, exposed, completely naked. I know you've seen your Catholic version of Jesus on the cross. Jesus had no clothes on. The world saw him broken. And it was us who should have been up there. Jesus, help me. Father, we come before you right now. We thank you for your son. We even say now, those of us Christians, pastors struggling with sin. God, we give all of our sin to you. We ask, Lord, expose any wickedness in us. God, we don't want to cast the first stone at our brothers. Jesus, we pray for the gay community. We believe, Jesus, that they belong to you, Lord, and I believe they are your children. Father, I just pray for Wynn Wiley. God, whatever happened in him at a young age, Lord, to get him to this place where he would have no future. And then the world will try to say, well, we could adopt or we could do this. But the end result of the LGBTQ agenda is childlessness. No future. Father, I pray for Wynn's future. May he have a future in you. And Father, I pray for the Christian community, the body of believers that is silent. May we be silent no more. We stand for you, Jesus. Church and State is brought to you by the Lord Jesus Christ. We have no sponsor right now. We thank you, Jesus, that you are on the throne. I'm Pastor Gabe, but calm does not suit me. And on behalf of Caleb Collier, we were born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together, and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver, because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to BH-PM.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to BH-PM.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry. Your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a 2-for-1 there. You know you've wanted a good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Church and State.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code CHURCHANDSTAKE. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14:2. The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Synapse is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want, and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself, or maybe even a doctor for your family, or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsynapse.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsynapse.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Hello, everybody. It's an honor to be with you.